The following shiur has been presented by Rav Chaim Weg, Rosh Kollel of the Scranton Community Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center.
Maseches Yuma has been graciously dedicated in memory of Avigail Meimarachel Aleh HaShalom, Bas Yibodel Ben Chaim L'Chaim, Rav Chaim Aaron, Ad Meya V'Esrim Shana. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting zchus for her neshama.
Yuma Daf Peches. In the Sefer HaBris, it's a Sefer which is written by Rav Pinchas Eliyahu Mevilna in the time of the Gaon. He asks a very thoughtful and penetrating question. V'dorashti v'chakarti heitev. I was doyish and choker, b'chol levavi, with my entire heart, to know why is it that we are still in Golos. In these generations, yesh Torah harbei b'Yisrael. There's a lot of Torah being learned by Klal Yisrael. Mishnayis, Gemara, even Kabbalah. And yet Mashiach has not yet come. He goes on to say that in our days, we find people who are tremendously mischazik b'tfilah b'chol kayach v'ayis. There are those who daven with their entire being. But yet, we daven for Mashiach, and Mashiach is not yet here. We find in our generation, people involved in ma'isim tovim and chesed mitzvahs, malei mitzvahs kerimain. But even so, Mashiach has not yet come. So the Sefer HaBris asks, if we're doing so much in Torah, Tefillah, and Chesed, what more is there for us to do in order to bring Mashiach? So the Sefer HaBris answers that he feels that the reason why Mashiach has not yet come is because the Torah that's being learnt, and the Tefillah that's being davened, and the Ma'isim Tovim that's being done, are not being done Lemifrech kudsha berichu u'shechinte min agolos. They're not being done with the kavana to take Klal Yisrael out of Golos. They're not being done with the kavana to bring a nachas ruach to the Rebbeinu Shleil. Rather, they're being done with the kavana that the person is doing it for himself. The person wants to be zeicha to a nice chelik in Gan Eden, in Olam Haba. He wants to be benched with a hatzlacha that tzaddikim could be benched with in this world, arichas yamim, and all the brachas, which are called the Shbaruch Hu, who promises oisei mitzvahs. And therefore, the avoda has a certain self-centered touch to it, and that self-centered touch is what prevents our avoda from penetrating Shemayim properly in order to bring Mashiach. Rav Shach Zatzal once showed this Sefer HaBris to the Mashgiach, Rav Matisyahu Solomon Shlita. If one looks at Mesilas Yesharim, the Mesilas Yesharim in Shara Chasidus, in Perik Yutes, he also discusses these two kavanas in doing Avodas Hashem. He says like this, Perik Yutes, Vaday, Shemisha Miskavim Ba'avaydosai, someone who has Kavanah and Avodat Hashem, Litahir Nafshay Lifnei Beirai, in order to be Mitahir, his Nefesh in front of the Rebbeinu Shleilam, Laman Tizke Loshevis, Espanav Bechlal HaYeshorim VaChasidim, because he wants to be from the Yeshorim and the Chasidim, Lachzois Benayam Hashem Lovaka Be'echolai. He wants to receive all the reward that Tzadikim get in Olam Haba. We cannot say it's a bad kavanah. However, we also cannot say that this is the kavanah hayeser teva, because soif kol soif, Mesil Sisharim says, avaydosei l'tzarech atzmi, he's working for himself. Ach hakavanah ha'amitis ha'metzuya b'chasidim, the true kavanah which we find by the chasidim is Sheya Adam Oyved Rak Laman Asher Kfaide Shal Ha'odain Baruchu Yigdol V'Yarbe. That his entire kavana is that Kfaid Shemayim should be Nisgadel, Kfaid Shemayim should be Nisrabe, and his greatest desire is for Hagdolas Kfaide. His greatest desire is that there should be more Kfaid Shemayim in this world. Umitztaer, and he is pained, al kol shegimah mimenu, and he is pained whenever Kvod Shamayim is not at its peak. In other words, the true chassid, when his avodas Hashem is not for himself, that he should be a tzaddik, that he should get the reward that tzaddikim gets, but rather his entire purpose and matara in avodas Hashem is l'kvayit shemayim. As we finish Masechtas Yuma, which discusses the avoda of the Kohen Gadol in Beis Hamikdash Yom Kippurim, we discuss the inuyim. We discussed the halacha of a chayla on Yom Kippur, and we discussed the mitzvah of tshuva in the last four or five blats. The time to work on doing our avodas Hashem leman shemay yisbarach, to be misgalak fayit shemayim, the time when it's the easiest for a person to rise to that madrega, to have this completion, this shleimus and avodas Hashem, which as the Sefer HaBris says, brings Mashiach, is on Yom Kippur. We mentioned in yesterday's blot, the Rosh, which brings from Chazal, that Yom Kippur is a day of Avav Areis. Yom Kippur is a day she'ein boi kina v'sachros. If one thinks about it, what are the ingredients that make a person be oved bishvil atzmai, and what are the ingredients which make a person be oved Hashem leman shema yisparach? The emes is that kina, working for oneself, competition between people, is from the biggest sivus that a person works for himself. When Klal Yisrael is complete as one unit, without kina v'sachros, with total simas ava shalom v'reis b'neihem, so then Klal Yisrael as a unit works for one common goal for kvayit shemayim. When Klal Yisrael is chas v'shalom blasted into yechidim, it becomes each man for himself. Each person is working for himself. When one works for himself, one can easily fall into the trap that their avodas Hashem is that they should be zeichet elam haba. When Klal Yisrael is complete, each person feels that he's part of the klal, part of the avodas haklal. So then it's easy, or easier, I should say, to work for the klal, to work for the matar which Klal Yisrael exists, which is kvayit shemayim. We're all familiar with the Chazal that when Yaakov Avinu went to sleep, so he took the racks and he put them around his head. And each rak said, Alay yaniach tzadik es reishai, Alay yaniach tzadik es reishai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu then went, and he turned all the raks into one big rak. The Mefarshim Shtel, what does it help that all the raks became one big rak? They can still fight. Each part of the rak can still fight and say, well, I want the tzadik to be on me. I want the tzadik to be on me. What was accomplished by making all the racks into one big rack? As a fascinating aside, in Shari Tshuva, in Aruch Chaim Simen Membeis, he says a fascinating pshat. The shayla over there is, if one has a ritzua of tefillin shel yad, let's say, and one part is the kesher, may he flip the ritzua and make the part that was not in the kesher in the kesher, and the part that was in the kesher not in the kesher? Is that a problem of mailing the kodesh for loy meridin, since this part was part of the kesher, closer to the tefillin, and now it's further? The Shari Tshuva brings a raya from our kasha, that you see that if it's one unit, then it's equally kodesh, whether it's closer to the kedusha or further from the kedusha. The same way the racks were tefillin, once they became one big rack, even though the parts that were far away from the tzaddik were still far away from the tzaddik, and they did not complain, they wanted to be closer to the tzaddik, from there we see that when everything is one unit, so if one part is close to the kedusha, it spreads evenly that everything is now connected to Kedusha and has the same Kedusha. And therefore the rak was sufficient once it was one rak, even though it was not directly under the tzaddik, but since the tzaddik was under part of the rak, that goes ahead and manifests itself in the entire rak. That's what the Shari Tshuva says. But the Velt says, the Balei Musa say a different pshat. The Balei Musa say that L'chaira wanted to help to make L'chaira, as we asked before, wanted to help to make all the racks into one rack. Let each part of the rack say, Olai Yaniach Tzadik Es Reishai. The answer is that multiple racks fight. Multiple racks are self-centered. Each one strives to be Olai Yaniach Tzadik Es Reishai. Once HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned them into one rack within itself no longer fights. Each part of the rack felt proud of its tafkid, whether it was the part which was under the tzaddik's head, whether it was the part which was protecting the tzaddik from the north, from the south, from the east, or the west. When the racks became one unit, they became non-competitive, and each one was tzefriden to go ahead and to work for the common goal, no matter which where it was, and no matter which tafkid it was fulfilling. Each part of the rack felt comfortable in its tafkid and wanted to work for the klal. That happens when something is one unit, where they work for the common goal. That's the message, one of the messages of Yom Kippur. When Yom Kippur, Klal Yisrael gets rid of the ksina, gets rid of the kina, Klal Yisrael emerges as one nation. Oyvdei HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We daven as one. V'chein tein pachdecha. We daven as one that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should bring us back to Eretz Yisrael. We focus on Kfayet Shemayim, the goal of the klal, because we've once again been turned into a klal. The first ingredient which is necessary to do Avodas Hashem for HaKadosh Baruch Hu is to have a klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is a day when we have a klal. There's no competition between individuals, even what's negeya to in Yonei Ruchnis. The second ingredient is probably more important. The Mesilas Yesharim writes in Perik Yeches, when he talks about Chasidus, the Mesilas Yesharim says that the Yesod of Chasidus is that Ashrei Adam Sha'amolei B'teira V'oysa Nachas Ruach L'Yetzrei. And it goes on to say like this. Everybody knows that a son who loves his father, his entire matara is to go ahead and to make his father happy. It's not nagea whether his father gives him a command in a chatzi dibur, in a revia dibur. It makes absolutely no difference. The point is that if one loves somebody, so then he wants to make that person sefidim. We learnt in the Mishnah, on Daf, Pehe Amid Beis, the Mishnah told us, Lefnei mi atem mitarem, Ashrechem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem mitarem, Umi mitar eschem, Avichem Shabbat Shomayim. Who is mitar you? And in front of you, who do you try to become pure? Avichem Shabbat Shomayim, your father in Shomayim. When one comes to Yom Kippur, one has to realize that our Avodas Hashem is in front of a loving and benevolent father. One can only be matzliach in his Yom Kippur if he feels that the Taira of Yom Kippur, the one he's doing tshuva in front of, is Avinu, is our father who loves us. Rav Shaul Shlomo Hirsch writes something very fascinating. When the Taira introduces Yom Kippur, the Taira says, Ba'osar l'chodesh hashvi hazeh. Rav Shaul Hirsch writes that the reason why the Torah introduces Yom Kippur as being in the seventh month is that in order to have a Te'elot for Yom Kippur, you can't wake up on Yom Kippur. You can't wake up on Rosh Hashanah. Yom Kippur is in the Chodesh HaShvi. We have to remember that Kodesh Baruch Hu took Klal Yisrael out of Mitzrayim on the Chodesh HaRishon. We have to remember all the Nisim and the Flois took place in Mitzrayim, took place to save Klal Yisrael. The Mitzrayim, Ro'evdei Avodah Zarah, Megala Arayis, Shayf Chedomim, the worst Averis. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Chepedem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu punished them when they started up with his Klal Yisrael. Yom Kippur is the Chodesh HaShvi. We can only appreciate Kippur if we started the Chodesh HaRishayin, and we know that Atav V'chaton in Nikol Am HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose us from all the nations. We follow to the Chodesh HaShlishi, Ahavta Isanu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us his Torah. Ahav HaRabah, Ahavas Olam. When we've started our journey from Pesach and Shavuos, can we have a Yom Kippur? Liftei mi'atem mitarim, umi mitar eschem. Rav Shamshul and Fol Hirsch goes on to say something very fascinating. We're all familiar with the Chazal, that the Torah commands us to go ahead and to eat on Erev Yom Kippur. There are those places who hold that the Issa Tainas Erev Yom Kippur is also Midaraisa. What is so significant? Why is it so important for the Torah to be mitzava us to eat on Erev Yom Kippur? Zokram Shavtun Fal Hirsch, a fascinating thing. There are people who have a deep misunderstanding of Yom Kippur. They feel that the Inuyim of Yom Kippur, that we've learned so much about, is a way that a person punishes himself, so to say, in front of a God who is vengeful, wrathful, and one can only appease him by human suffering. Rav Shamshon Fal Hirsch says that that's the furthest from the truth. Because if that would be the truth, then the longer one fasts, the more day one fasts, the more kapar he has. HaKadosh Baruch Hu told us, no, go eat on Erev Yom Kippur. I'm not interested in you paining yourselves for the sake of paining yourself. I'm not interested in revenge. I'm not interested in your suffering. I'm interested in one thing. I'm interested in your closeness. I'm interested in your kurva. The Sefer HaChinuch says, Mishroshei HaMitzvah, the tainus that Inuyim on Yom Kippur is because, as we all know, the Pasuk says, Vayishman Yishurun Vayivot, when a person is engrossed in Gashmias, when a person is being raided after his physical pleasures, that a person is more likely to be chayte. Yom Kippur, which is a matana taiva, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu pours rachamim, pours shashat in the Shmaya, pours closeness on Klal Yisrael, as a loving father does for his son, HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us that since we're being Isaac in tshuva to achieve kapara, we should not be busy ourselves with the inyone chaymer, which cause a person to be nimshachacha taiva, but rather one should suppress the calls of Gashmias in order that his neshama should shine through. Who he really is should come through, and through that he should go ahead and achieve a kapara. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is not looking for us to suffer. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands us, eat Erev Yom Kippur. Don't suffer for more days. What I want you to do is to have a hakara and proceed. Have a hakara, who I am, have a hakara of the tire that one can have. Have a hakara in the Siba Yisachet, and then proceed with life once you've achieved your slicha and your kapara, the tire which only Yom Kippur could provide. The nekuda is, lifnei mi atem mitarim, lifnei avichem shema shemaim. In front of who do you become pure? Your Father in heaven. Avinu Malkenu. We say Avinu before Malkenu, because it's the Avinu which allows us to get from the Inuyim what we should get from the Inuyim, get from the Yom Kippur what we can get from the Yom Kippur, to do tshuva properly. And as we've explained, if we want Mashiach to come, according to the Sefer HaBris, the two ingredients, the Mashiach comes if we do our Avodah for our Kadosh Baruch Hu. If we love each other, and we realize how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, and we love Him in return, that all our heartfelt tefillos on Yom Kippur, v'chein tein pachtecha, for Kvod Shemayim, for the sake of Kvod Shemayim, because we want Kvod Shemayim, because we love Avinu Sheba Shemayim, we understand of v'chein mi'atem mitarim v'mi mitar eschem, with that, Mashiach can come, a kapara can be achieved, and Klal Yisrael can stand as one unit outside the Beis HaMikdash. Watching the Aveda live in the Beis HaMikdash instead of just reciting it in shul. So as we conclude Masechtas Yuma, the Inuyim, the Din of the Shiurim, the Chaylim, and the Hilchos Tshuva, we have to walk away with a strong feeling. Lefnei miatem mitarim umi mitar eschem avinu shemayim avinu malkeinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu loves us, we love Him back. HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares for us, we care for the Tzar HaShechina and the Golos HaShechina. With that we'll be zeiche to do the Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, rather than just saying it over with the Neshama Parnas of Haseinu, the B'as Mashiach Tzidkenu B'mheirev Yomeinu Amen.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.